Group 4, get in line. There's a vaccine coming to a clinic near you. A broad timeline's been released for how the rollout will work for the general population. The 2 million people who make up Group 4, the bulk of the rollout will be prioritised by age. But the timetable is loose because exact vaccine supplies are not certain beyond August. Health correspondent Rowan Quinn reports.
The vaccination rollout started slowly, targeting those most at risk first, including over 65s, border workers and their families. But from next month, it's set to open to the general population. As Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern explains, age will determine when people can get a jab.
Vaccination cohorting is based on those who are at greatest risk from serious illness if they contract COVID-19. So that's the very simple reason, and you'll see we're not alone in choosing to roll out in this way. It's exactly what the likes of the United Kingdom, Australia and others are doing.
Group 4 is set to begin at the end of July with those over 60. Over 55s will be up from August the 11th. After that, things get a little less specific because the current supply guarantee from Pfizer runs out and the government only gets 4 weeks' notice of what's coming next. But roughly, those over 45 should get the call mid to late August, over 35s from September and everyone else from October.
But the reason we haven't given more specificity is because we will still be working to a 4-week notice program. So broadly speaking, we're confident about those dates, but any more detail than that, we are going to have to wait for that 4 weeks notice.
Vaccinating 2 million people in the second half of the year is a huge scale-up. Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield says there are between 80 to 150 vaccination sites working on any given day now. That will eventually be 850 to meet demand.
We are now preparing to ramp up to around 350,000 doses a week, and on some days at the peak of the delivery, that will be up to 70,000 doses a day.
And there'll be some mass vaccination events at places like stadiums. The Prime Minister gave few details but says planning is well underway.
We will be targeting those workplaces and those mass vaccination events towards those communities that it's really critical we reach. That will help us overcome some equity issues. We particularly need to make sure that our Māori and Pacifica population, where there are in some cases greater risk, are being vaccinated in a timely way, and also our rural and isolated populations.
Dr. Bloomfield says 17 new super cold freezers are about to arrive, which can hold 4 million doses of vaccine between them. And a new southern distribution centre is being opened in Christchurch.
As large consignments of the vaccine arrive, and they will be able to fly in directly to both Auckland and Christchurch.
Brian Betty from the College of GPs says family doctors are going to be vital to the rollout and are ready to play their part.
This is a big, big step up to sequence 4. Is about 2 million people that need to be vaccinated. It's really, really important that general practice is involved. We anticipate about 40% of general practices around the country will, at the end of the day, be involved in giving COVID vaccines.
Details have also been revealed about how to book, with people able to secure times for both doses of the vaccine with one visit to a new website that'll be rolled out in the next few weeks.